The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
I'm Mary Jean Cancel, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 175 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa. No, we're not talking about a Star Wars race weekend, at least not yet. But I am here with my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, hello.
Hi, Mike. I think you need to get some allergy medicine or something. You're kind of stuffed up, I noticed.
Yes, it's from being too much on the dark side.
How are you today?
I'm still a little nervous about running. I haven't been able to run. I've got all this new schedule and all this stuff going on, a lot of commuting, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but we have a half marathon in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show we may be doing after that if I'm having a tough time.
Yeah, I haven't run a lot myself. We actually tried to run yesterday together and got all the way out there, and then the heavens opened up and we got soaked. So.
And then we said, no, well, let's wait 5 minutes, and nothing happened. And then we came back, and it got...
It was a beautiful day.
And then we decided, and then we had a lot of stuff to do, so we just didn't get around to doing it.
Yes, and I just got back from running in Austin, and
yes.
I want to thank my very dear friend, Jill Bent, who is just the pride of Austin. She's a sweet person. She picked me up and we had lunch and then picked me up the next morning for a 5:15 run with four of her friends. It was really, really nice. I can't say it enough. I know I've mentioned it many times. I love running in Austin. So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
And I didn't run.
And then I had another adventure.
Oh, but that's yeah. Do you want to?
My luggage didn't come home with me. My luggage decided to take a trip too.
The luggage was late. Instead of coming home with you on Thursday night at around midnight, it actually arrived on Sunday morning at 2 o'clock a.m.
It took a trip to Atlanta.
So. And we're serious. It arrived at 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyways.
I'm excited about today's show. This is your idea. I know you're always thinking of ways to optimize different experiences. So what are we going to talk about today?
Did you already give your shout out?
I didn't. Oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you. So my shout out today is to three people who ran the Buffalo Half Marathon. One is Jill Albrecht-Pulowski, and the two others are good friends of ours. Evelyn DeLucia and Dave Dunkowski, and congratulations. And I'm sure Jill will be a good friend, too, but we don't know her. But congratulations, everybody who ran in Buffalo. A lot of races this weekend. People are posting on the Mickey Miles podcast page.
Yeah, it's getting close to summer, so this might be the last hurrah until the hot weather goes by, but you never know.
Hmm.
So, Michelle, we're always trying to figure out what would be a good topic show, and one of the things that we discussed was that we have a number of listeners out there who are looking towards their first race, as well as those who are looking at their 101st Run Disney race. What goes along with running the actual race and training are other things that come into play because you're traveling to Orlando, you're doing a whole bunch of things, and it can become very expensive. So we put on our thinking caps, and we've come up with a list of things to consider and on how to reduce your costs when you are participating in a Run Disney event, specifically in Orlando. So we're focusing specifically on Orlando. Now, what we're hoping is that this podcast will bring some information to not only those of you who are planning your very first Run Disney event, but also to those of you who have been doing it for a while, and, you know, maybe there's something here that may help you in reducing your costs. So, Michelle, that is, So, Michelle, let's start off and go down through the list and talk about each one of these areas to help reduce the cost of participating in a Run Disney event. So, you start off.
All right. Well, I have to say, too, that if you don't know Mike, he is brilliant at optimizing things. So, he likes to find the shortest way, the fastest way, the least expensive way to do things. So I know this is right up his alley, and I think it's a great idea. So we're going to talk about the little ways that you can save money on your trip. So the first one we talked about was registering early. Now, this is just going to save you about $10, but if you have a DVC, a Disney Vacation Club membership, if you have a Disney Visa, or if you're an annual pass holder, those things, each of those things costs a lot of money. But if you happen to have one of those, you can register for most of these races about 7 days early. And that will save you $10 per registration. So I think it's a good idea. I mean, you have to register early anyway because these races are filling up. But if you can save $10, I know I always do when I can.
And if you're not an annual pass holder or a DVC member, there is another thing to consider. If you look at many of the registration schedules, the closer you get to the race, the more expensive the registration becomes. So beyond what Michelle had just said regarding the idea of the DVC membership or the annual pass holders card, just once you know that you are going to participate in a race, you might as well bite the bullet, hoping that you have the funds, and register right away. So that's right at the top of our list. Michelle, would you like to talk about the second one, or do you want me to talk?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
So this is a little bit of WW Today coming in here, but what you want to do is once you know that you are going to participate, you need to figure out what days you're going to be there and book your room. Obviously, we're going to say, there's no better place than MEI and Mouse Fan Travel to book your room. And if you've been a listener for a while and you hopefully have been using the talents and the great service of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, then you know who to call. But what you want to do is the earlier you book, the better off you'll be because you definitely want to get your room.
So the other thing, too, about using MEI is that if you book and for some reason the rates go down, they will automatically, they'll find those reduced rates and reduce your cost too. But they'll also take into account if you have annual pass or other discounts. And so, Mike, if we're trying to save costs, certainly the value resorts would probably be the best deal. So we're talking like an all-star sports, all-star music, and maybe a pop century.
True. One more thing to add about the rooms in MEI is that I know that Becky and I have talked a lot about this, and she's always working very hard with Disney to block off a number of rooms and get the best rates. So with that comes the area that Michelle is talking about, and it really comes down to values and moderates. And, you're there to run. You're there to participate in an event. So, you know, you may not need that deluxe room.
You're not going to be spending time hanging out by the pool probably
if you're
trying to save money.
Right. Now, you got to keep in mind that because most of these races will occur on the weekends, that you will be paying the Friday and the Saturday night extra cost than you would if it was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night. So keep that in mind. But definitely go with value first. Pop Century would be number one in All-Star. Out of Animation's probably a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. And then I would try Coronado Springs if you needed to go to a moderate.
And, of course, you could stay off property and maybe get a better rate, but then you have to talk about getting a car, too. Because we do have friends who have done very cheap hotels, and, you know, it's nothing to write home about, but it saves you some money. But you need that car.
That's true. And another, I'm glad you mentioned that, Michelle, because if you're staying off property and you're going down with a lot of friends, a lot of close friends, there's the consideration of all-star vacation homes. Because if you have 12 friends and all 12 of you are close enough that you wouldn't mind sharing a home, then, you know, you give Sarah Moore a call, you give All-Star Vacations a call, and for several days, you know, you may end up spending very little as far as what you need for a house. However, keep in mind that if you do that, like Michelle said, you will need a car.
All right.
Okay, so now we'll go to the next one.
The next one I would say is to book your flight early. So I'm going to just take the example of, I use the same airline all the time because I like their frequent flyer program, which is Southwest. So I try to book as early as I can. I know if you're on the Mickey Miles podcast page or if you have a lot of Disney friends, when these races are coming up, people let you know when that window opens up to book. I would book early. Sometimes the flights go down. If they do, you can rebook your flight, and they'll give you the difference as a credit for the next flight. But you want to make sure that you book early, because we know as you get closer to the time of your race, the flight costs are going to be going up. So you want to book as early as possible. And I would suggest trying to go off-peak hours. I know a lot of times if I fly at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's the cheapest flight from where I'm going from, and it's direct, and it's, you know, you can't beat it. But I have to go early and come home late when I'm doing it. Mike?
Wanted to add one more thing. Regardless of what airlines you're using, if they have some kind of a club like Southwest has, Rapid Rewards, if you know you're going to do a lot of traveling, especially back and forth with Run Disney events, you might as well book Rapid Rewards to get credit for all these flights, because eventually there's going to be a free flight in your future, and that's another way of saving money. So think about doing that. Okay, so now we've talked about registering early, we're talking about booking the room, we're talking about booking the flight, and then we touched upon the cars. Now, if you are staying on the property, then the best way to save money is Magical Express when you get off the plane and use Disney transportation. Think about this. You'd be there for maybe 3, 4, maybe a little bit more if we're talking January days, but either way, if you can make use of Magical Express and Disney transportation, you will save $100, $200, maybe $250 on your car.
Mm. The other thing, too, is that these buses that go to races, I think, have been really reliable for the most part. We have had little stories of people having issues with buses, but I think if you get on the bus for your race early, there's no reason to have a car, and it can be convenient, and it certainly is cheap. So using Magical Express from the airport and then back to the airport, using Disney transportation to get to the races is a great way to go.
That is true. That is true. So we've taken care of the transportation issues and tried to figure out how best to cut costs on those. The other thing is that when you get to the day of the race or you get to the expo, there's a lot of temptation there, so you need to make sure that before you even get to the day of the flight down there, you think about what you're going to need for nutrition during the race. I like to take my own gel that I'm going to use. I'll know what kind I like, the flavor I like, and I'm going to take it down there. I'm not going to wait till I get to the expo, because probably going to be able to get a better price at home than I would at the expo. And the other thing is maybe taking electrolyte tablets to mix in with water if you're taking your own water bottles on the race. Michelle?
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I always order my goo online, and I use the Expo only for a backup or for something unusual flavor that I couldn't find on my own. If you really want to save money, there is water and Powerade on the course, so you don't even need to buy it. But I know that you like your own flavors. I like my own flavor, so I use none tablets, but I bring them with me instead of buying them there. Ready for the next one, Mike?
A little controversy here.
Sure. The next one is to, if you're coming and you truly want to save money, leave your family at home. Come by yourself. And here's the reason why. more family, of course, is going to be more plane tickets, more money for food, more park admission. And if you leave your family at home, you can really focus on the racing. And I know for me, when I first started doing this, it was kind of counterintuitive. I felt really bad. But I always felt guilty if my kids were there and I was running out around doing races. So leaving your family at home could be a good option.
I think that we've seen in many cases friends of ours who have gone down with their family, and they're torn between spending time with their family and spending time with their running friends. And the other thing is that, and here's a key point that I want to make with this idea of leaving your family at home. How much fun can you really have if you have to figure out how to divide your time and how do you schedule what you're going to do with your family when you have to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? You can't stay out late with them. It's really, really difficult.
Or people do stay out late.
And people do stay out. Mike Woodian is, you know, exception to this, but he goes out all the fireworks and everything. But thinking about, you know, you have to be very quiet in the morning if it's in one room. There's a lot to consider. So if you really want to have a family vacation, and, you know, again, if you want to combine your running event with vacation, then I would say have your family fly down the day of the race. If you really don't need them to see you, then mm-hmm. then you can spend a Disney vacation
but
with them.
Remember, we're talking about saving money.
Exactly.
So if you really want to save money and leave your family at home, it opens up the door for you to share the room with another runner. So you could post on the Mickey Miles podcast, or you could, you know, if you know somebody who wants to run the race at the same time, you don't have to run together, but you could share the cost of a room, and that would save you money as well.
And with everybody being so familiar with so many people and running clubs, building teams, it's probably an easier thing to do. We've seen so much of that lately, so that might be the consideration that goes along with leaving your family at home. Now, Michelle, you came up with something that I never thought of, and that was to bring snacks. You mean like power bars and things like that?
Yeah, it's something I do whenever I travel, because I find that, you know, this past weekend I was traveling from Austin, and I just threw, you know, 5 or 6 protein bars in my bag. And I was able to – I had a long flight, and I wasn't able to get any healthy food. Airport food can be a little much, but just bringing them with you when you travel, and then also around the parks, you know, if you want to make sure that you're eating healthy, you could just have a protein bar with you, and that saves you a little bit of money. So bringing snacks is a good idea. And you were thinking about getting a case of water too.
Well, again, if you are...
Or bringing a water bottle.
Oh, bringing a water bottle
and
around.
Filling it up.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you could do that.
To be more eco-friendly.
And eco-friendly, and again, here we're trying to save money here, and when you save money at Disney, this means that you may want to consider counter service over sit-down restaurants. We talk about carbo loading and everything. I think I speak for most runners when I say, I don't really want to eat a lot before I run. A couple of days before, you know, I'm going to be consistently snacking and being very careful about what I eat, but I'm not going to sit and feast, you know, over a large portion of food. So by just checking out the counter service and figuring out what you're going to have, and you may want to do that before you even travel down to Orlando, you'll be able to save some money and be ready for that race.
So, Mike, what's your favorite counter service restaurant if you had to choose one?
If I had to choose one, I think that I would, because I spend a lot of time in Epcot, I will go to the Tangerine Cafe, and I will have the vegetarian platter. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of carbs and a little bit of protein.
And I like Sunshine Seasons for the salads.
Yes,
The beet and goat cheese salad.
Yes.
That's a good option. Saves money, too. All right. Next one?
Next one sort of relates back to one of the first ones we talked about, and that is to really sit down and think about just how long you have to be in Orlando. Because the shorter the trip, the cheaper the trip. Now, obviously, you want to be able to get down there for the expo to pick up your race bib. And you want to be there for the race. And then you have to figure out, well, how soon after the race can you fly home? Can you fly home the day of the race? Or would you prefer flying home the next day, which would you know, mean another you know, night to pay for the room or whatever, and something like that. So that's something to think about. Let me put a little asterisk next to that, Michelle, when we're talking about race events that take place during the wintry months. I would back that up one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you were planning to get down there on a Thursday, which was the day of the expo, my suggestion would be to back it up to try to get down there the Wednesday before, because there could be an issue with snow, and you want to give yourself a little bit of a buffer. So, but again, the shorter the time, the shorter the trip.
Yeah, we had some friends, especially in January, who had some issues with coming from the Northeast and the Midwest. So you want to save money, but you also want to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a stressful situation or a situation where you're going to lose your money because you're not able to get to the race. So I agree 100%. So we talked about registration, booking early, flying early, using Disney's Magical Express, snacks, nutrition, counter service, leaving your family at home, sharing a room. Anything else, Mike?
This last thing, Michelle, and when we were going through the list, this just popped out of my head, and we talked about it, and the more you and I talked about it, the more we realized that this is probably something that many people may not realize, and that is that if you sit down and you think, let's say today you said, okay, I'm going to plan my next 12 months of running. And over those 12 months, there were at least three Run Disney events that you were planning to take part in Orlando. For instance, let's say you were going to do the Twilight Zone 10 miler, Twilight Zone Tower of Terror 10 miler, and let's say you were going to do the food and wine, the wine and dine half marathon, and then you were going to do either one or several of the races in January, or maybe one of the races in February, the Princess Half Marathon, and maybe even Expedition Everest if it's still around. So we're talking at least three trips over the course of 12 months. That's the case. My guess is that you're going to spend at least 9 days there. If you're going to spend 9 days there, you're probably going to be going into the parks. And don't forget, there may be a Disney vacation thrown in over those 12 months that you may be taking your family. I think that's more than enough justification to purchase an annual pass. And the annual pass will save you on your rooms, any merchandise. Remember, it'll give you a chance to early registration, and not to mention food. So that kind of is the last, but certainly not the least, tip that we can think of that would lower the cost of your race when you go to a Run Disney event.
I like it.
Yeah. So, you know, we hope that these kinds of things help those of you who, again, who are planning your first, and for those who are planning your 101st.
And I bet there are things that we forgot. So maybe on the Facebook page, people can share their favorite cost-saving tips for running Disney events.
That's right. We want the conversation to continue on Facebook. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road. The Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next vacation in Walt Disney World, then you need to visit www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody, and I mean nobody, can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, your first stop should be to go to meitravel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.